I want to talk about the vaccine mandate, of course, and ask you about enforcement, obviously still in front of the Supreme Court. But where do things stand in terms of the administration enforcing that with the companies right now?
Well, I don't think you have to force with companies. I think most companies have stepped up. But it is ultimately it's going to be the responsibility of employers making sure their employees are safe, making sure that their workplace is safe, making sure they have the proper PPE and social distancing, if you will, inside their establishments. A little trickier when it comes to production lines and things like that, where people are working in close, tight quarters. But I think at the end of the day, regardless of what, and I'm hopeful the Supreme Court will rule in favor of the Department of Labor. You know, medical experts have said that this is the right thing to do. People have said this is the right way to go. We should be doing this. Many companies support us. But even with or without what DTS is, it's still going to be the responsibility to work with employers to make sure their workplaces are safe for their workers.
I mean, do you have a plan if the Supreme Court strikes it down?
Well, I mean, the plan is that we're going to be asking employers to continue to make sure their workplaces are safe. I mean, we're doing that before. And I think that, you know, I've spent the last couple of weeks here talking to some of the largest employers in the country. And, you know, we talked about vaccine programs they have. All of these companies have programs set up in them already. So they've already thought about this. They've thought about this from probably mid-2020 through today to make sure they create a safe space for their employees, number one, to keep them safe, but also, number two, to create an environment that people want to come back to work.